USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment trial has moved on to what can be a highly charged phase as senators will begin questioning House impeachment managers and President Trump's defense lawyers, who wrapped up opening arguments yesterday. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
The president had a reasonable belief that somebody should look at what happened with the Bidens in the Ukraine, then it wasn't for personal gain. And the manager said there's not a scintilla of evidence. I would say there's a tsunami of evidence.
The white supremacist convicted of killing 9 worshipers at a historic black church in South Carolina in 2015 is appealing his case. Dylan Roof appealed his convictions and death sentence yesterday, arguing he was mentally ill when he represented himself at his trial. And this is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Palo de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Palo de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Palo de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The latest on the coronavirus, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
China's coronavirus outbreak is continuing to spread. The nation's death toll is now 132, and the number of confirmed cases in the country is now nearly 6,000. In the U.S., precautionary measures are also expanding, with 15 more airports screening passengers from some countries for that virus. President Trump is considering banning all flights between the U.S. and China.
President Trump says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo did a good job when he cursed out a national public radio reporter. Speaking at the White House alongside Pompeo and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump mentioned the recent confrontation between the Secretary of State and the reporter Mary Louise Kelly, who says Pompeo cursed at her after an interview in which she questioned him about the removal of the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Mortgage applications surging last week as interest rates fell to their lowest level in 2 months. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying overall applications were up by 7%, with applications for loans to buy homes rising 5%, applications to refinance existing mortgages jumping 8%. The national average interest rate for a 30-year rate fixed mortgage falling 6 basis points to 3.81%. Rates haven't been that low since last November. International sports organizations are paying close attention to the spread of the coronavirus in China after the outbreak forced the cancellation or postponement of several major events. World Athletics officials say they're in close contact with the World Health Organization about the World Indoor Athletic Championships. The track and field competition scheduled for March, which is in a city about 300 miles from Wuhan, where the outbreak began. And a man is in jail for smoking marijuana in a Tennessee courtroom. Spencer Boston was arrested Monday when he appeared in a Wilson County courtroom on a charge of simple possession. But he began making a joint, and then he smoked it while making a pitch to legalize marijuana. He's now facing additional charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.